Shalom to all. Today's office bottom and seed of Samach Vav, and we are starting Samach Hamad Bay is about four lines up for the bottom with the words Ahu Gavra, and today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sar Basri Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah, and Lilu Nishmas, Mars Rivka Basri Meir Zev, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we can clearly Gemara with the Brisa. Reuven sold the field to Shimon with the stipulation that he's allowed to buy it back anytime he wants, and there's usher because if he indeed buys it back, it's Ribbis. It's going to turn out that Shimon lent money to Reuven and not only got paid back the entire amount, but also used his field. However, if Shimon told Reuven, meaning the buyer told the seller, if you come up with the money, you can buy it back, then there's no issue. Why not? Because Shimon wasn't saying this is indefinite. He was just trying to put Reuven at ease. Really, he was just telling him that if you come up with the money, I'm going to consider selling it back to you, but not for sure. Sadly, more brings up a similar case. We got there was a fellow, Zavmalei Aral Chavri. He sold the field to his friend, Shaloi Bachrayas. It was without an insurance policy, meaning if it got taken away from the Loikeach by somebody whom the seller owed money to, the Loikeach cannot go back to the Meicher and say, hey, the field was taken away. And Chazi, the seller, saw that the buyer was sad. Amar lo, he asked him, Amayativ is why you said, Itar for Laminach, if they're going to take it away from you, meaning if somebody whom I owe money to takes it away from you because of the money that I owe them, Magvina lecha shufar shimcho peri, I'm going to repay you with my best land and also for any improvements that you made to the land and for any peris that were taken away from you as well. And Amar comments on this, on top, these are just words. They have no real standing in halacha. He's just trying to say something nice to comfort him. And if the land indeed is taken away, the seller does not have to reimburse the buyer. However, Amalei Ravashi Lamemar, Ravashi told Lamemar, Time of my, why is that? It's the buyer has to make the Tanai that there's a chrayas, vahacha, meicher kamasni. And over here, it's the meicher, it's the seller making the Tanai. And Amr, that's why you're saying, Petumi Mila Ba'amahu, that he's just saying this to comfort him, but it's not binding halachically. Well, El Masni, so what about our brass that we started out today with? The Katani, it says, L'chshiu l'cha mois, achshir l'cha, mutter, that if the buyer tells the seller, when you get a hold of money, I'm going to let you buy the field back. That's okay. The meicher who the buyer l'snuye, because the meicher who's the one that really has to make this Tanai, and meicher loy asni v'lekech kamasni, it's not the meicher making the Tanai here, it's loy kech making the Tanai. Armina, we had asked, again, as we introduced today with, Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa, what's the difference between the Reishna and the Seifa? V'amor Ravon, Rav explained, Seifa, the Armalei Midaite, the Seifa, where the buyer was telling the seller, don't worry, if you come up with the money, I'm going to let you buy it back. That's just Midaite, meaning he's going to consider doing it. Well, that's Mashma, Taima, the Armalei Midaite. It's because he told him, I'm going to consider selling it back to you, but not that I'm going to sell it back to you 100%. However, that's Mashma, if the buyer didn't tell the seller midaite that I'm going to consider selling it back to you, then we don't say that he's just trying to say these words to comfort him, and it's actually binding, and he would have to sell the field back. And that's the opposite of mashma is what we just said now. So Amalei responded, no, even if he didn't say the word midaite, nasa kamanda Amalei midaite itmar, we treat it as if he said the word midaite. In other words, even though he didn't say, I'm just going to consider selling it back to you, that's how we understand the statement of his, and therefore there's no stira. And a similar case, there was a fellow who's deathly ill. The Kosovo Gita Ledibitu, he wrote a get for his wife, and this get is chal right now. The reason why he wrote the get is because they didn't have any children, and in the event that he died, he didn't want her to have to deal with his brother, to deal with Yibam and Chalitza, and therefore he wrote her a get right now. And what happened? In Ginva Asnach, he groaned inside, and he clearly showed that he was very sad about writing this get. So Amrale, she told him, Amai Kamasnachas, why are you groaning? Ikaimas, if you live, which would be great, Didachana, I'm yours, meaning I'm not going to leave you, I'm only going to be considered divorced if you die, but if you live, I'll stick with you, which sounds very nice. Now, it says, even though what she said is very nice, these are words that are just comforting him, but they're not binding halachically, and the get is valid, even if he lives. However, let's say we would not view these words of the wife as just words of comfort, and we would say that they have real substance to them. So halachically, what would we say? That it's up to her, she has the ability to establish a tanai in the get, that it's only valid get if the husband lives. That's not true, but it's only up to the husband to make a tanai in the get. When a husband writes a get, he can make a tanai that it's only valid in such and such instances, but the wife can't make a tanai in the get. So what are you trying to say by telling us that her words are just between mili, they're just words of comfort, but they have no real halachic standing? Anyway, she doesn't have the ability to say anything that has a halachic standing over here because she can't make a tanai in the get. And the answer to that is that you're making the wrong inference. What are we supposed to understand from this conversation between the husband and the wife? Mal de temu, you might have thought, hu gufeya daiti daka gomer, that he, the shchiv meira, when he's writing the get, his das is to write it only in accordance with whatever his wife wants. You have Gita, and that's why he's giving her the get. And therefore, since she said that it's only going to be considered a get if he dies, that's what his intention was the entire time, and then it is a valid Tanai. Kamash Malan, that we do not say that, and since he did not make the Tanai, these words of hers sound very nice, they're very endearing, but bottom line, halachically, they have no impact, and the moment he gives her the get, she's considered divorced. Wait a case of the Mishnah, Hilveu al Sadeu, and this is when Reuven lent Shimon money, let's say $100, and he told him, if you don't pay me back within 3 years, so I get to keep your field, and the field is worth worth way more than $100. And from here, we're going to be getting into a long discussion about asmachta. What's asmachta? So the word comes from the lashon smach, to rely on, and it's a commitment one makes to convince another that they're serious, but doesn't necessarily intend to fulfill the commitment. And there's machlokes of asmachta kanya or loy kanya. Is the commitment binding halachically or not? And often asmachta refers to somewhat of an exaggerated promise made by one of the parties. And really, this is the case of our Mishnah, when Reuven lent Shimon money and stipulated, if you don't pay me back in 3 years, I acquire your field, and the field is worth much more than the loan, and the borrower says, yes, I agree to that, that's an asmachta, because it doesn't really make much sense to exchange a field for a loan, which is much cheaper than the field. That's something Gemara tells us, Amar Avuna Ravuna says, b'shas matan mayis, kana hakol. If they made the stipulation when the money was given over, meaning if at the time Reuven lent Shimon the money, he made the stipulation, I get to keep your field if you don't pay me back within 3 years, so then he's kind of everything, he's kind of the whole field, even though again, it's worth way more than the loan. Whereas the achar matan mayis, if after he gave the money, he made a stipulation, like kana el keneged ma'isav, he's only kind of the amount in the field that's proportionate to his money. That's if it was part of the stipulation. So again, if you lent him $100 and the field's worth $500, and then he tried to make the stipulation, if you don't pay me back within 3 years, I get to keep your whole field, he doesn't keep it, he only gets $100 worth of the field. Whereas Rabbi Nachman says, afilu achar matan mayis, kana akol, even if he made a stipulation after he gave the money, still, he's kind of everything. Now, Rabbi Nachman of the Gabi Rish Galusok, might say, Rabbi Nachman paskin the case in the Rish Galus's house, like his own shita, that even though it was after matan mayis, the person's kind of the entire field, and when the shtar was brought to Rav Yehuda, kar Rav Yehuda l'shtare, Rav Yehuda tore the shtar up. He didn't validate it. Now, Rish Galusa told Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda kar l'shtarach, Rav Yehuda tore your shtar up. So Amr Leh, Rav Nachman told Rish Galusa, Dadaka kare, did a little kid tear it up? Gav Rabba kare, a great man tore it up. Chazbe tam of a kare, it must be that he saw some sort of reason, some sort of issue with the shtar, and that's why he tore it up. Now, Ikadami, some say that Amr Leh, Rav Nachman had told Rish Galusa, Dadaka kare, a little child tore it up. Why would he say this about Rav Yehuda? Dukuli amal gabididi, bedina, dardikininhu. Because everyone, in regards to me, when we're dealing with din, when we're dealing with monetary matters, they're considered little children. We know that Rav Nachman was the greatest paisik in monetary matters, and therefore he looked at Rav Yehuda's tearing up his shtar as a childish thing. Ha'adar Amar Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman was chayzer, he retracted, and he said, afil b'shas matan mayis, even if the stipulation was made when the money was given over, loy kanav loy klum, the lender who made the stipulation is not kind of anything. He doesn't get to acquire anything in the field. However, now knowing this, Esay Rav Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman, we have a beferish Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if you don't pay me back within 3 years, says the lender to the borrower, harehi shali, this entire field is mine. Or what does Mishnah say? Harehi shali, he does get to keep the field. So we clearly see, not like his new opinion of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told him, ani oimer asmachta kanya, I used to say that asmachta is kanya, and that's what I originally held. However, minyumi oimer asmachta loy kanya, minyumi holds that asmachta is not kanya. Then making such a preposterous statement doesn't halachically bind him to it, and therefore, even if he doesn't pay back within 3 years, the lender does not acquire the field. The Gemara says, fine, ulam minyumi kashmas nisin. We have to answer the Mishnah in Shitas Minyumi. You're right, Rav Nachman's basing himself on Minyumi. So it's not up to Rav Nachman to answer the Mishnah, it's up to Minyumi too. So what's the answer? Ibai Seima, either you could say, Masisin Rabbi Yosihi, that our Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yosi, the Amar Asmachta Kanya, who holds that Asmachta is Kaina, Samachlavon based on top. Ibai Seima, alternatively, you could say, the Amar Lay, and Mishnah is talking about a particular case, it's where the borrower told the lender, Kanime Achshav, be Kainit from now. Meaning, it's not like we originally understood, where the lender is telling the borrower, if you don't pay me back within 3 years, so then I'm kind of the field at the end of the 3 years. It's talking about where the stipulation was that if you don't pay me back at the end of 3 years, the field is already acquired right now. Retroactively, it's acquired. In that case, it's not an asmachta. I'm going to keep discussing this. Armali Mayanuka Markashisha, Beneder of Chizda, Rav Ashi, Mayanuka Markashisha, who were the sons of Chizda, they told Rav Ashi, Hachi Amri Nardai, Mishmid Rav Nachman, this is what Nacham Nardai said in the name of Rav Nachman, Hay asmachta bizmane kanya, beloizmane loy kanya. When we're dealing with an asmachta, and again, we're just using the standard case of our Mishnah, where money was lent and the stipulation was that if it's not paid back within 3 years, then a field, which is worth much more than the loan, is acquired to the lender. So if it's bizmane, it's kaina, which I know our understanding means the end of the 3 years approached and he didn't pay back, so then he's kind of the field. But if it's beloizmane, if it's still within the 3 years that the borrower has to pay back the lender, then there's no kenyan and the field is not acquired by the lender. So Amrlei responded to him, what's that supposed to mean? Hol midi bizmane kani, beloizmane loy kani. Anytime we have some sort of transaction or a shtar or an agreement, it's only chal at the end of its time, meaning once we hit the due date, and within that time, before the due date, it's not kaina at all. So what are you trying to say? As Rav Ashi continued telling them, Dilma Hachikam Risu, perhaps this is what you're trying to say, that Ashkeche Begay Zimne, if the borrower encountered the lender within the time frame, within this 3-year period, Va'amar Lani told him, Kani, you should be cutting the field already from now because I'm not going to have the money to pay you back. So why wait 3 years? Already be cutting it now? Kani. So then he's cutting it then. However, Basar Zimnei, if it's ready at the end of the 3 years, Va'amar Lei, and the borrower tells the lender, Kani, you should be cutting the field because I don't have the money to pay you back. Like Kani, so then he's not cutting the field. And my time, why would that be? Because Machmas Kisufa Hu De'amar Lei, it must be he's telling him this because he's embarrassed that he doesn't have the money. In other words, if it's within 3 years and the borrower still has time to go find the money and he bumps into the lender and he tells the lender, hey, you could just keep the field. We assume that he's serious and that he's not making a joke and it's not nasmachta because he still has time to find the money. And if he's saying already now that you could have the field, it must be that he's serious about it. However, if at the end of the 3 years, he tells the lender you could keep the field, we don't assume that he's serious. It's just an nasmachta. He's embarrassed that he wasn't able to come up with the money. So in order to cover for his embarrassment, he said, you know what, just keep the field. But he doesn't really mean it. And therefore, it's a case of nasmachta that's not kaina. However, right away, the Gemara retracts this and says, Vilahi, that's not true. That fila begaizimne nami laikani. Even if within the 3 years, the borrower tells the lender, you know, just keep the field, he's not kainet. Behind the karma like kani, and the reason why he told him to be kainet is because kasavar, the borrower told himself, kimati zimni loy leisi letardon. When the time comes, I don't want to be matriach him. In other words, the borrower is telling himself, I know that at the end of these 3 years, I'm not going to come up with the money anyway. And so why wait for the end of the 3 year period to tell the lender that I don't have the money? I want to save myself that embarrassment then, and I'll tell him already now, within the 3 years, that he should keep the field. But again, the borrower is not serious. He's not really telling the lender to keep the field. He's just trying to cover for the fact that he doesn't have the ability to raise the money. And so we conclude that in both situations, whether he bumps into him within the 3 years or at the end of the 3 years, and he tells him to be kainit, he's not kainit because it's not asmachta. And now a number of dinim from Rav Papa regarding asmachta. Rav Papa says, hi asmachta, this case of asmachta, zimnin kanya, v'zimnin loy kanya, sometimes it's binding and sometimes it's not. When would we say yes and when would we say no? So ashkhe de kashasi shechra, kani. If at the end of the 3 years, the lender sees the borrower in the pub drinking beer, he has a nice cold glass of beer and he's relaxing and sipping it. So then we say the lender is kind of the field because obviously the borrower doesn't care to go looking for money to try to redeem his field. And therefore he basically means to say, okay, lender, you can keep my field. However, the kamap chazuzi, if the lender sees the borrower looking for money on that last day, like honey, so then the lender's not kind of it because clearly the borrower doesn't want to be macking his field to him. He's looking for money to try to pay back his loan. However, only Ravacham Diff Ravina, Ravacham Diff Yas Ravina, Dimulfakuche Pachte Kashasi, maybe he's drinking away his anxiety. He's anxious. He's nervous. He doesn't have the money for the loan. It's on the last day. So he went to the bar to calm his nerves. As the pasuk says, V'yayin yisamach levav enosh. So if you're a little bit nervous and anxious, have a lechayim. And that's what the guy was doing. So just because he's at the bar drinking, that doesn't mean that he's giving up his field. Inami, alternatively, in a shachrina asmache azuze, perhaps somebody else was going to be giving him the money. So he was chilled and relaxed and he went to the bar to have a drink. Because anyway, he knows his rich uncle is going to give him the money. And therefore, just because he's having a drink, that doesn't mean that he's giving up his field. Elam Ravina, rather Ravina says that there's a different set of criteria. How do we know whether or not asmachta is kaina? E kapit bedami vade kani. If the loive, the borrower, is makbid about money, so then there's for sure a kinyan. This is talking about where the borrower is selling his stuff, his metaltolin, in order to raise money to pay back the loan so that his field isn't taken away. And if somebody comes up to him and says, I really like your lawnmower, but you're trying to sell it for $100, I only want to buy it for $75. And the borrower is makbid. He says, no, I'm only selling it for $100. So for sure in that case, the lender acquires the property because the borrower is not really serious about raising the money. If he was serious, he would drop the price of the lawnmower from $100 to $75. And so it must be he's not serious about raising the money to pay back the loan, and the lender can have his property. However, Amar Rav Chaim Ravina, Rav Chaim told Ravina, why is that so? Dilma Savar, perhaps the borrower who's selling off his stuff to try to raise money to pay back the loan, thinks to himself, so that his land doesn't go down in value. If people see him selling his stuff for really cheap, way below the market value, they're going to realize that he's in desperate need of the cash, and then they're not going to buy his properties at fair market value. So he figures, I have to stand by my prices, even though it doesn't make much sense, because if not, no one's going to buy any of my stuff at a normal price. And therefore, El and Rav Papa, we have a different set of criteria. How do we know whether or not smachta is kaina? E kapid ba'ara vaday kani. If he's makbid about other pieces of property that he's selling and he's not willing to sell them for normal price, so then for sure, a smachta is kaina and the lender is able to keep this property because we're able to see that the borrower is not really serious about raising the funds. Now we have another din of Amar Papa. Papa says, afagav de Amar Rabban. Even though Rabban said, a smachta loy kanya, then in general, a smachta is not kaina. Apaitiki havel megva mine. This land that we're discussing is continuing in apaitiki in order to be able to collect from. In other words, even though at the end of the 3 years, the lender does not get to keep the entire property, he still could collect from the property proportionate to the amount of money that he's owed. However, Amar Rav Huna Breder of Nassan and Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breder of Nassan asked Rav Papa, Mika Amar Le, did the borrower tell the lender, Kani Le Guvaina, that you should be kind of this property to the extent that you need to collect your loan? The borrower never told it to the lender. All that was said was that if I don't pay back within 3 years, you could keep the entire property. The borrower did not say that if I don't pay you back within 3 years, you could be kind of in this land proportionate portion it to your loan. So why would the lender be allowed to do that? How's their purpose? Didn't make sense. However, now commenting on this discussion, Amrli Marzucha Brid Rav Mari Ravina. Marzucha Brid Rav Mari told Ravina, Vi Amar Kani Lemikva Mine Kani? Even if the borrower did tell the lender that you could be kind of my property to the extent you're going to collect your loan, would he really be kind of that much in the property? Saif Saif Asmachtahi. Bottom line is, it's still an Asmachta. Asmachta like Kanya. El Apitiki to Kamar Papa Mahi. So what's this Apitiki that Rav Papa was talking about? It's there is. The Amar Lay is where the borrower told the lender, Lo Yehelecha Pirayin Elamizu. You're only able to have a Pirayin, you're only able to collect from this field. In other words, there's a two-part stipulation. The borrower told the lender, if I pay you back within 3 years, I'm going to give you only from this field. And if I don't pay you back within 3 years, then the entire field is yours. And what Rav Papa is saying, Rabat Apitiki, is that even though the second part of the statement is not valid, and at the end of the 3 years, if it's not paid back, the lender does not get to keep the entire field, because Asmach Lekanya, the first part of the statement is valid, and he does at least acquire as much of this land as the loan was. And another story, he sold a field to his friend, Be'achrayas. It was with an insurance policy that it was taken away by one of the Balei Chayv of the seller, and the seller is going to reimburse the buyer. Amrlai, so the buyer told him, if somebody does take it away from me, are you going to give me from the very best of your properties that you have? I would very much like that. So Amrlai, the seller told the buyer, I'm not going to give you from the very best of my properties, because I need those properties. But I will give you from other Idis properties, from the best of my properties. Not from the very, very best, but from the best. Now, it's important to note that if we have a land that's sold by Achrayus and it's taken away from the buyer, and the buyer goes back to the seller, and the seller doesn't want to honor the insurance policy, Beis Din is going to take property away from the seller. However, they're only going to take away Beinonis. They're going to take away average property from the seller and not his best. Over here, the discussion between the buyer and the seller is that the buyer is saying, I know that according to Halacha, I only get Beinonis, average property, but I'm asking you for your very best property. And the seller's telling him, you want to know what? I can't give you my very best, but I could give you my best. Now what happened? L'seif at the end, tarfu amine. They took away that property from the buyer. And then what happened? Asa bidka shakal ide ides. A huge monsoon flood came and washed away the guy's ide ides, his very best property. So Sefer Papa Lemaimer, Papa wanted to say, may ides amar le v'hakaima. The seller told the buyer that if the property is taken away from him, he's going to reimburse him with his ides, with his best property, and his best property is still there. His very best property was washed away, but he still has his best property, and that's what he has to give the buyer. However, amar le v'hakaima difti l'ravina, v'hakaima difti told Ravina, v'leimalei, why doesn't the seller tell the buyer, when I told you that I was going to give you my best property, if the one that I'm selling you right now gets taken away, that's the Havi Ida Idis Kaima, because I had very best property, and therefore I told you I'll give you my best, not my very best. But Hashta, Kaimalei Idis, but Makim Ida Idis. Now all he has is his best property, and that's in place of the Ida Idis. Therefore, according to this, the seller is allowed to reimburse the buyer with only average property, and he doesn't have to give him the best property. Another story, Rav Ashva, have a Masik Bear of Kahana Zuzi, Rav Ashva, owed Rav Kahana money. Amrlei, he told him, if I don't pay you by this and this date, Gavi Mahai Chamra, you can collect from this wine. And Zavra Papa Lemaimer, Papa wanted to say, Ki Amrin and Asmach Talekanya, when do we say that Asmach Talekanya, Hani Mili Ba'ara, the Lavel Zuni Kaima? That's talking about a piece of property which is not standard to sell. And that's why it's an Asmachta. It's something that's a little bit exaggerated. It's something that we assume the person's not really serious about. Aval Chamra, when we're talking about wine, Kimel Zuni Kai, since a person will sell his wine, it's a normal thing. You have wine and you sell it, because Uzi Dami is considered like money. And therefore, when Rav Arshva was telling Rav Kahana, you can collect for my wine, he basically is saying, if I don't give you cash, I'm giving you wine instead, which is in place of the cash, which is basically the same thing. And it's not considered a smachta. However, Omle Rav Huna Bridger of Shul, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bridger of Shul told Rav Papa, Hachar Minu Mishmei de Rabba, this is what they say in the name of Rabba, called De'i Loikani. Anytime there's a conversation where the borrower tells the seller, or the seller tells the borrower, and the borrower agrees to it, and the word De'i is used, that if it's not paid back by X time, then the following is going to happen. There's no kinyan over there, because we say asmachta loikanya. And continue to talk about asmachta. Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Hashad Amar Rabbanan asmachta loikanya. Now the Rabbanan say that asmachta is not kaina. Let's say the lender ended up keeping this field. It was 3 years, the borrower didn't pay, and the lender went into the field, he kept it, and he started eating the pay rice. But bottom line is, asmachta loikanya, so he's not allowed to. What do we do? Hadar Arava Haji Peri. The land has to be returned to the borrower, and all the pay rice that the lender ate also have to be returned to the borrower. Ask the Gemara, Lemaimer, the Sarav Nachman, Mechila Batos, Lai of Mechila. Does that mean that Rav Nachman holds that Mechila Batos is not a Mechila? That if a person is Meichel on something, but it was a toast, it was a mistake, halachically he did not have to be Meichel on that, that's not considered a Mechila? Vaitmar was stated, if a person sells fruits of a palm tree to his friend, Reuven tells his friend Shimon, I'm selling you all the dates are going to grow on this palm tree. They have not yet grown, they're still not here, but he's selling them to his friend that when they grow, they're going to belong to his friend. Amar Rav Huna says, before the dates actually grow, so he can be Chayzer on this. And since they're not here, the buyer wasn't kind to them. However, Mishabola Ilam, once they already started growing, in Yachalachzerbai, so the seller can't back out of the deal because they're already here, so the buyer is kind to them. However, Rav Nachman says, Af Mishabola Ilam Yachalachzerbai, even once they came into the world, once they started growing, he's still allowed to be Chayzer. And that's because, Ainad Makin Darashalabai Ilam, a person can't sell something that's not here, and therefore, at the time of the sale, since the dates were not here, they didn't grow yet, the sale's batal mavotal, it's not valid whatsoever. However, Rav Nachman says, Medina, I do agree, the Ishamat Va'achil, that if the buyer picked dates off the tree and he was eating them, even though the sale wasn't valid, still, we're not allowed to take those dates away that he ate and give them back to the seller. And so we see the Mechila Batos is a Mechila. The seller is watching the buyer eat the dates off the tree, and really they're not the buyer's dates because, as we said, it's not a valid sale. But still, Nachman holds that we do not make the buyer reimburse the seller for those dates that he ate. So we see the Mechila Batos is a Mechila. And the answer is that no. Hasam Zvini, Vahachalva. Over there, that's talking about a sale. Over here, we're talking about Alva. And over here, we're talking about Alva. And Asmachto Loikanya, Mechila Batos is not a Mechila, only by a sale. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.